An official with the Bureau of Indian Affairs recently confirmed they have received an allegation against the Petersburg Indian Association and will be investigating. However, the agency has not made public any information on the substance of that allegation. Regional Director Eugene Verdon declined to discuss it in any detail, other than to say the Department of Interior's Office of Inspector General was also involved. That agency would not comment on the investigation. The OIG is tasked with providing independent oversight of the department's programs, which include funding for tribal governments like the Petersburg Indian Association. Some tribal members and other locals with ties to the PIA have raised concerns about the tribe's finances and use of federal funding, though they have declined to speak on the record with KFSK. For their part, local tribal officials in an early November interview maintained that PIA finances are in good shape.
We are strong financially. We're stable. We're solvent.
Will Ware is the PIA's tribal administrator.
We heard that there was an allegation or claims against the Petersburg Indian Association. However, since then, in our communication with the BIA, they've been quick to respond to us that they have come to no conclusions, and matter of fact has stated that they've been extremely happy with our reporting of information that we have to report to them on a monthly and quarterly and an annual basis.
Petersburg Indian Association is the federally recognized tribal government here, and it's required to report on how it spends the millions in federal funding it receives each year. The PIA runs numerous programs for tribal members and the greater community. Those programs include road and sidewalk reconstruction, recycling collection, housing and energy assistance, as well as tutoring and scholarships for local youth. The PIA also purchased, renovated, and reopened a restaurant on Petersburg's waterfront this year. According to Ware, the PIA has used its funds properly.
We took this claim against us so seriously that we called in an independent auditor, a professional CPA, to come through and take a look at our accounting, to take a look at our books, before we gave any responses to anybody, so that we could be sure to be able to communicate effectively what we knew all along, was that there was nothing done inappropriately or misappropriated by the Petersburg Indian Association, not with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, certainly not with the Federal Highway or any other federal program or state program that we operate.
The federal government's Indian Reservation Roads Program is jointly administered by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Federal Highways Administration, and it's a major source of money for the PIA. The PIA spent over $1.7 million awarded by the federal government in fiscal year 2010, according to an annual required audit. About half of that money came from the Indian Reservation Roads Program. The year before saw expenditures of just over $3.2 million in federal funding, including $2.1 million from the Roads Program. The PIA is overseen by a tribal council with 7 members, and during the peak of its season, employs over 60 people in various programs. Earlier this year, the PIA's Indian Reservation Roads Manager Susan Harai resigned, along with accountant Nicole Dean. Both declined comment for this story. 4 members of the PIA's board of directors, Jeanette Ness, Brenda Norheim, Jeanette Strickland, and Jessica Peterson, also resigned in October. Ness and Norheim declined comment on their reasons for leaving, and KFSK did not hear back from Strickland and Peterson. However, Ness provided KFSK with copies of minutes she recorded as the board's secretary during several meetings in October. Those minutes indicate the board discussed a financial crisis and recommended several avenues for shoring up PIA finances, including obtaining a loan, making staff layoffs, and other potential cuts. However, board president Derek Lopez calls those minutes inaccurate.
Those are minutes that are not approved by PIA and are not an accurate reflection of the meetings that we've held.
Lopez says the remaining board members have chosen 2 people to fill 2 of the 4 vacancies. Chris Lopez and Mary Ann Rainey will serve in those seats until the next election in early February. Ware says he's proud of the programs that PIA runs in the community and says they're not making cuts or laying off staff.
We're proud to say that there are absolutely no layoffs, that we're not facing layoffs, we're not facing any reduction in programs, we are not facing any reduction in any of the services that we're offering. And we're still going to continue to offer scholarships to our students. We're still going to be able to offer activity fees for our tribal youth that need help for school, variety of school fees. We're going to still continue to contribute to the school district like we always have. We're going to be able to continue to employ people in a variety of different capacities throughout here in the tribe. And we're looking forward to another construction season coming up after this winter, where we're going to continue to be able to employ and train tribal members on heavy equipment and a variety of different construction activities.
Ware says the PIA's seaside restaurant will also remain open contrary to local rumors. The tribal government also owns the Paratovich building on 12th Street and an apartment building. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.